Supporters and planners of the long-discussed South Mountain Freeway extension are hoping the actual building of the road is much smoother than the process that led to its construction, which starts tonight. There have been cultural concerns from Native American communities and frustration in certain neighborhoods. Lawsuits have also been filed. With me now to consider what has happened and what's next for the freeway is Eric Anderson, Transportation Director for the Maricopa Association of Governments. Eric, how significant is this day now that construction is on the cusp of starting tonight?
Well, it's important for a number of reasons. First of all, the South Mountain Freeway completes our 202 loop that's been a part of our fundamental part of our transportation plan here in the Valley for over 30 years, actually. So this is a vital link between the Southeast Valley and the southwest part of the metro area. It's been a long time in coming, to say the least.
It's been an especially conscientious process, too. Is that par for the course for this kind of thing, or did the added frustrations of some make this project have to dig in even deeper?
Well, I think the environmental impact statement process that actually started in the middle of 2001, actually, went on for 15 years and did do a deep dive in a whole raft of issues related to the freeway. You know, we were hoping that this freeway would have been completed back some 20 years ago, but because of the shortfall in funding of our original half-cent sales tax proposition 300, which was passed in 1985, the South Mountain Freeway was delayed. Then when we extended our half-cent sales tax as part of Proposition 400 in 2004, then we had the funding to actually construct the freeway. And so the environmental process really took off in a lot more depth and detail. So we were very pleased when the record of decision was signed by the Federal Highway Administration and obviously with the Federal Corps ruling in August that the project could go forward. We were very pleased.
Well, considering what you said, was there ever any doubt that you could share with us now that maybe the project wouldn't actually happen?
Well, yes. You know, as the case in many different instances, when you're dealing with a controversial project that has been on the books for a long time, a lot of people say, well, maybe it's not needed anymore. But, you know, the counter to that, quite frankly, is that today it's needed more than it even was 20 years ago. And so, once again, it was the sort of thing that we stayed the course, kept working on the project, looked at a number of different alternatives to provide the same solutions, but we kept coming back to the freeway option. And once again, we're very pleased that it's moving forward today.
And Eric, it's an important project for many people, but there have been delays in part because of cultural sensitivity, in part because of some homeowners just really not liking the project and how it may end up. How have the people involved in it been able to act as leaders and also acknowledge the fact that people have real concerns?
Once again, the environmental impact statement process was very thorough, and there's a whole chapter in the document on consultation with the Gila River Indian community. But I think in particular, I think it was in 2009 when the vice chair of the Gila River Indian community came and said, hey, we really would like you to look at an alternative on the community lands. And so that opened up an opportunity to look at an alternative to the Pecos Road alignment that many of the neighbors in the Ahwatukee area would prefer that the freeway be a little bit further to the south. And that effort went on for, 18 months or so until the community did have a vote. The prevailing vote was that a no-build option for the South Mountain Freeway. And so the option of putting on the community at that point was negated. And so we moved forward with ADOT and Federal Highway Administration looking at the Pecos Road alternative.
Eric Anderson is Transportation Director for the Maricopa Association of Governments.